The 14th Shir HaMa'alot, Mizmor Kof Lamed Gimel, Psalm 133, is a short, quaint appreciation of the wonderful communion that is shared between siblings when all is good between them. Hinne matov uman na'im shevet achim gam yachad. How good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together. These words became one of the most well-known Hebrew songs of the 20th century, known by heart even by Jews who knew very few other biblical songs. On February 11, 1986, one of the most famous political prisoners of the evil communist regime that was the Soviet Union, Natan Sharansky, was reunited with his people in Israel, after enduring for many years the horrors of the Soviet prisons. When he arrived in Israel and dramatically spoke before a jubilant crowd of Jews that gathered to welcome him home, he said in Hebrew, "Even when entire years passed in which I received not even one word from Israel, there was not one day, not even one moment, in which I did not feel connected with all of you. Even when I was in solitary confinement, I sang, 'Hinne matov uman na'im shevet achim gam yachad.'" The pleasant brotherhood that is being lauded in this mizmor is compared to two very different images in verses 2 and 3. The first is an image of Aharon, the high priest, at the moment of his anointment. Kashemen atov al arosh yored al zakan zakan aharon sheyored al pi middotav. Like fine oil on the head running down the beard of Aharon coming down to the collar of his priestly vestment. The second is an image from nature. Ketal Hermon sheyored al harei Tzion, like the dew of Hermon that falls on the mountains of Zion. Various mefarshim attempt to explain how each one of these two images functions separately as an analogy for the beauty of an extended family living in harmony. I would add that it may be no coincidence that these two images sit side by side. Perhaps the image of dew on the mountains functioned originally as an analogy for the high priest himself. The well-known piyut Mar'e Kohen gives a long list of beautiful pictures from the natural world that were all on par with a magnificent image of the high priest at the climax of his service on Yom Kippur. While the piyut itself is medieval, its underlying idea is ancient and is found in the Second Temple book, Ben Sirah. Perhaps our mizmor arranged an existing analogy in a new way, portraying both the high priest at a dramatic moment and the beauty of the mountains around Yerushalayim glistening with morning dew as mirroring the lovely spectacle of healthy brotherhood. Both Yerushalayim and the Avodah of the High Priest lead to God's blessing. Ki sham tziva Hashem et habiracha chayim ad haolam. There Hashem proclaimed the blessing of everlasting life.